Drive Time on RT Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Create a brighter future for your employees with Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more.
Is public transport too expensive in Dublin? Well, according to a new report by Greenpeace, Dublin has been ranked worst for public transport among 30 European capital cities. Looking at the affordability and simplicity for users, the study highlighted how ticketing was complicated and costly for commuters. Well, Director of Public Transport Services at the National Transport Authority, Tim Gaston, joins us now to respond to this research. And Tim, thank you for joining us on the show today. Can you tell us what is your response to this ranking and indeed criticism of Dublin's public transport system?
Well, good afternoon, Sarah. Thanks for the opportunity. Well, we haven't looked at the research. We weren't involved in that research. But the research that we have and the facts that we have would suggest something very different. They've looked at monthly and annual, I think, in that research. And in fact, what's happened, Dublin, like many cities, has moved on to a more modern way of ticketing, which is pay-as-you-go. So, in fact, in Ireland, in Dublin, 74% of our customers use an e-purse pay-as-you-go. So they pay a fare for the trip that they're on. And then if they do several trips in a day, that hits a cap. If they do several trips in a week, that hits a higher cap. So the pay-as-you-go opportunity using LEAP, using the TFI Go fares, and we can discuss what those fare levels are, combined with the flexibility that that brings, means people are generally, like some people are still buying monthly and annual tickets, but a very, very small number. At the minute, only about 3% of our passengers in Dublin are using those tickets. So the vast majority are using pay-as-you-go, and the research didn't look at that. If you do look around Europe, I've pulled out some numbers. For example, Prague has a €2 ticket for 90 minutes. Budapest, the same, €2 for 90 minutes. Amsterdam is €3.40 for 60 minutes. Berlin is between €3 and €3.80 for 2 hours,
okay,
and so on. Norway is €1.50, so there are cheaper out there. But as far as Dublin goes, there are much cheaper
out there, really, if you look at what is available. If you want to travel on a day, for example, on public transport, you mentioned Prague. They have among the cheapest tickets. If you are able to get a monthly or an annual ticket in Prague, the cost is between 60 cent to 85 cent a day. That compares to, this report found, €3.16 here.
Well, €3.16, I don't know how they've come at that number, but in Dublin, people are travelling using €2 for adults, €1 for young adults, of course, when the government brought in the 50% reduction for young adults, and 65 cents for children. So people are not paying the sorts of fares that I think are being suggested in the report.
So if we're talking about a day's travel, the €2 ticket that you're talking about there, that €2 fare,
yeah,
covers you for 90 minutes. Now, say you're a commuter and you want to go into work. You're going to be in work for longer than 90 minutes. So you have to pay €2 in, and then you have to pay €2 out. That's €4. Now, I take
that's
your point,
right,
that that's up to a cap. And I think the place where the report got their €3.16 a day is because the weekly cap, or is it a monthly cap, is it €32 or something like that per week?
The weekly cap is 32 for all.
Yeah. Okay, so that's where they got their €3.16. Okay,
it's
costing €3.16 a day because they took into account that weekly cap. That is still way, way above 60 cent, 85 cent from Prague, Bratislava, Rome, Vienna, Madrid. Some of those, all of those cities, are up to 85 cent a day.
And it depends on how many journeys you're doing. For customers who do, who are in work, whose employer provides tax savers, you can't get that sort of level if you're doing a lot of journeys in a given day or in a given week and you bought your tax saver. Because again, I don't know about this research, but quite often in the past, these international researchers miss the fact that people buy a tax saver in Ireland, it's before they're taxed. So in fact, they're getting their tax back on it. So it's less than, for the higher tax band people, it's only 48%.
Yeah, but again, Tim, the criticism in this report is that tax saver option is not available to all passengers because you have to be an employee in order to access it, and your employer has to sign up for the tax saver scheme. Indeed, the report found, and I'll quote, that Dublin is the only city analysed which does not have a fixed price long-term ticket for all means of transport and available for all passengers. That's just not good enough, really, is it?
That's not actually the case. You don't have to be a tax saver, be a taxpayer to get the tax saver ticket. You can purchase that directly from public transport service providers as well. However, you'll not get the tax back on it, so you'll not get that reduced rate.
Yeah.
But there is actually an all operators ticket available if people choose to go there. But people simply don't. And that's the point I'm making, Sarah. We've 74% of our customers are perfectly happy, and the feedback we're getting are very happy using their e-purse, their TFI90 fare, because it gives them flexibility. If you invest in that annual ticket or that monthly ticket, and then if you're not well, or if you decide not to go into work, or you change your job, you know, you're stuck with that investment. People like the flexibility
that comes. It would be nice to have the option of it, though, wouldn't it?
I mean,
ultimately, Tim, if we're talking about cost, and this is what it's coming down to, cost and simplicity. If you were given the option of 60 cent a day versus €3.16 a day, I know what I'd choose. It wouldn't matter if you missed 3 or 4 days at work, you'd still be better off.
The cost is about investing. Do you want to pay a bigger price to buy a monthly ticket or an annual ticket? The vast majority of people in Dublin are choosing not to do that, and we think that makes sense, and that's what we've developed and launched. As I say, we've 74% using it, and then on top of that, of course, we've 15% of people in Ireland who don't pay at all because they're entitled to a free travel pass, and that adds a lot to it as well.
That is actually the only thing that Dublin got points for, according to this report. It received its only points for the travel card for seniors over 66 years and people with disabilities and carers, which provides free public transport. The report said, apart from this, and I'll quote again, there are no best practice elements in the ticketing system.
Well, I would dispute that. I think that's clearly not the case. We know we've had the leak with capping. It's very popular. It's been out there for a long time. It's €1 for people who are student age 19 to 23. It's 65 cents for children. It's €2 for adults.
So children, Tim, are paying the same as people in Rome, adults in Rome, for a day's travel.
That's not the case. In Rome, most people are probably paying the €1.50 fare for a 75-minute ticket because, again, these flexible tickets are what people are introducing and what's been used around main cities in Europe.
Hmm. All right. Well, do let us know what you think to 51551. Are there any plans, just incidentally, Tim, there has been talk about making public transport free altogether. I know Eamon Ryan, the Minister for Transport, has said that he doesn't think that that's necessarily a good idea. Is that on the horizon at all?
Certainly not as far as the NTA is concerned. No, we had a study carried out recently that came back with a number of good reasons why it's not a good idea, actually, because it doesn't, in fact, get people out of their car because, and it's back to the same point we've just been talking about, price tends not to be the deciding factor as to whether you use public transport or not. So Free public transport doesn't get people out of cars. What it does do means people do less walking and cycling, which is actually not what we're about. We want more sustainable public transport. So we don't think free fares would be a good idea.
Thank you very much for joining us this evening. And like I said, you can let us know what you think to 51551. That's Tim Gaston, and the Director of Public Transport Services at the National Transport Authority.